We're going to welcome Melanie. Good evening, Melanie. How are you?
Yes, good evening, John. It's nice to be on air tonight with you.
Well, thank you. Melanie has written...
I remember you from some of your older days.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
WLS and The Loop.
No, no.
Yes, I do.
No, your memory is fading. It must have been some other John Landecker. It's not this one. It can't be me.
Oh, okay.
How can it be me? Because here I am now.
Middle name.
If that was me then and this is me now, then I got to be about 150 years old. Come on now.
That's right. Okay. Anyway, it's very nice to be talking to you.
Well, thank you. Melanie Holmes has a book entitled 101 Things to Do in Illinois Before You Die. And before we get to the book, I do want to plug a book signing Saturday, May 27th from noon until 2 at the Sock Monkey Museum Gift Shop, 210 Robert Parker Coffin Road, Long Grove, Illinois. It's free, and it's open to the public.
It is free.
Yes. Now, yes. Melanie, I've enjoyed the parts of the book that I've been able to read so far. But I have one initial question.
Okay.
Why do you include Before You Die? Why isn't it just 101 Things to Do in Illinois?
You know, it's all about making that priority list. So the whole expression of making that bucket list book.
Yeah.
You know, that bucket list is to say, I really want to prioritize this. We can all be very scattered when it comes to a free day or a free weekend or even a free week.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that I personally have been meaning to do for a very long time in my home state that have been newly added to my list, sort of a re-energized, if you will. I think as we get, you know, older even, we start to realize, you know, I think I need to make a bucket list. And so I will share. My husband and I have always had bucket lists shared together for our kids before they graduated high school. As a couple, he even had a baseball field bucket list.
I understand that. You know what? No, I totally get the thought process that you live in an area for years, decades, and this area has so many great things, and you never go there. You'll leave the state. You'll go to somewhere else. You go to California, Florida, Europe, whatever. But right here in Illinois, there are so many things that you point out in this book, 101 things to do. And needless to say, you know, we're on the cusp of summer, and this would be the perfect guidebook for someone who, you know, wanted to make a plan, you know?
It's definitely an idea book. And so, and there's definitely guidance in there. I give tips that are kind of, you know, secret tips or researched tips. And so it's definitely an idea generator. The whole idea of focusing on Illinois came out during, especially during COVID. We were reminded of how important it was to frequent our neighborhood stores and brick and mortars and family owned. And so that's where this gets into is we can really just roam an hour, maybe 2 hours, maybe 3 hours and go someplace really super cool.
You know, I can't
do that in a day.
I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, authors, performers, all matter of people who come on to talk about their latest project. And I'd say 95% of them include the idea, well, you know, COVID happened and ... So therefore I did this, I did that. And apparently, you know, that's obviously a real thing, and it applies to you too. Stay on the line, though, because I've got some specific locations that I would like to ask you about. And I'll let John Landecker in to ask you those questions because he's in the other room now. He's getting, he's getting oxygen or something, but he'll be coming back on to 720 WGN. I'm John Landecker with Melanie Holmes, who's written a book called 101 Things to Do Before You Die, in Illinois, that is. So, One of the ones I checked off was visit Superman's hometown.
I figured you were going there.
Yeah, I hope so. Either that or I wasted a whole TV intro.
Metropolis.
Metropolis.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have they...
Way down at the southern tip
yeah.
of the state, down by the Ohio River. It's a river town. And so they have dubbed themselves the hometown of Superman. They have this wonderfully tall 14-foot statue. My husband and I visited during COVID, so Superman was wearing a mask, and so the picture that's in the book is Superman in his COVID-safe mask.
Well,
they have a smaller statue of Lois Lane with her little reporter's, notebook and her pen. They have a museum there and a gift shop. It's a museum / gift shop. They also have this big celebration that happens every year, and people show up in capes and all forms of fun geeky stuff.
Yeah, wearing their Superman garb. Yes, I understand. And Metropolis. Maybe this is an unfair question. How old is the city of Metropolis? Do you know? Do you know when it was founded, by any chance?
I do not.
Because I'm trying to figure out the timeline of Metropolis, the town, and Metropolis in Superman. And I'm sure the town is before the comic book. I just thought, like I said.
That's a great question.
Well,
I'm definitely going to research that now to see how they coincided.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about some of these other things to do in Illinois before you die. I checked off a bunch. Now, I've done this one. The Lipizzana horses, or stallions, I believe they're called. Where are they now?
So they're at Temple Farm. That's way up there, just north of Gurnee.
Yeah.
And it's the largest population of Lipizzans in the world, and it's the only place that they're doing what they do in the United States. So 450 years ago, they started breeding them, the Austrian royalty, the Habsburgs or something.
Yeah.
You can totally fly to Austria and see them, or you can see them in Illinois.
You know, years and years ago, I saw them in Lincoln Park, and they were unbelievable. They're coordinated. I'm assuming they're doing the same thing. They're super coordinated horses presenting in a trotting formation, all evenly spaced with gentlemen on the horses with swords at their side. Are they still doing it that way?
I'm sure. I saw them in 1982 when they before they were starting out, or as they were starting out, they went around to different county fairgrounds.
And right.
I stood there at my county fairground down in Kankakee and watched with 20 other people standing in the gravel as they did their thing. And I still remember it was amazing. And I'm going to get back there this summer.
It's really a cool thing. So where do I go if I want to touch a piece of the Berlin Wall?
Right. So I don't actually know the number that's in the United States, but there is a slab in Eureka, Illinois, which is, it's a college town, Eureka College, and that is where Ronald Reagan went to college and got his degree. And so the slab is there. It's called the Reagan Peace Garden, and you can walk right up to it and touch it. It's a free experience. There is a Reagan museum, as you might imagine. I mean, he's the only president born in Illinois. Right. So we've got Obama, Grant, and Lincoln, but none of them were born in Illinois. Only Reagan.
I believe President Reagan, and I hope I'm right about this, stood up at the wall on the Democratic side and said something to the effect of, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And
absolutely. And there's a plaque. At the wall, the slab there in Eureka. And it's that exact quote. 1987.
And they did, eventually. One that I always look forward to during the summer months and always like to support is going to a movie, but at a drive-in. I love it. I love going to drive-ins. No, seriously.
You know,
I mean, Go ahead.
So there's a threshold. People who are in their 30s probably have been to one. People under age 30 have not. And it's a very, I don't know, important, kitschy, I don't know, eclectic. I mean, it's a piece of Americana. And so there's less than a dozen left in Illinois.
I know.
But they're there. So 100 things to do in Illinois, but there's more like 200 in the book because the publisher encouraged me to make lists for certain things. So I could say, you must see a movie at a drive-in theater.
Yeah.
But I can put a list, and I can put a statewide list of 5 or 6 places.
Now, I think that going to a drive-in, if people haven't done it, the way it is today is just a completely unique experience for all ages. You can take families. You can put out lawn chairs. You can listen to the audio of the film on your car radio. All of these drive-in theaters, if they're still in business, had to spend a great deal of money to convert to digital projection so that they were able to take the current films that come out today because they weren't being shown in the older format. And I'll show you how goofy I am about
this. You could listen to the film on the car radio?
Yes. That's how you do it.
I've never been to a drive-in.
Well, you've missed a good time. Well, now, of course, back in the day, there was this speaker that hung on a post that you had to bring into your car and hang on your windshield and then turn up the volume. And when this drive-in near me made the switch, I bought one of those. I have one of the old speakers that they used to hang. And it still works.
Yeah. Cool.
But you really didn't know that?
Most of us remember, hopefully most of us over age 40 or so, absolutely remember those that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But you're right. I remember when it switched to the radio. The last drive-in movie I saw was Armageddon.
My excuse is they didn't have drive-ins in New York City.
Well, I can understand that. I mean,
it's a little city thing.
Hard to fit one into Times Square.
No kidding.
I understand that. But you really ought to. I mean, it's not just the movie. It's the whole experience. It's the vibe. It's the ambiance. It's kids running around before the theater, before the showing, playing on swings. It's high school kids in the concession stands.
Do they behave during the movie?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, they do.
That's a definite departure from what you can get in indoor theaters.
Well, you've just been going to the wrong places. That's all I can say. We're talking to Melanie.
It is a must.
Yes. We're talking to Melanie Holmes, author of 101 Things to Do in Illinois Before You Die. Where do I get 90 flavors of cheesecake? 90 flavors of cheesecake.
Exactly. And it changes with the season, and they'll make your mouth water. So that's a little town near Peoria, and he has what's called a cheesecake chariot. So he's actually a regional guy. And so a lot of people do know him outside of the Peoria greater area.
I love it.
Yeah.
A cheesecake chariot. Yes. I'm looking for something that I wanted to get to, and where did I put it? It's a large thing. Come on. What have you got, like the tallest or the largest or the widest? What am I looking for here on this list that I'm not able to zero in on?
To put on your bucket list?
Yeah.
How about taking a ride in a hot air balloon?
Oh, yes. Where do I do that?
Galena. So we've seen a lot of these smaller festivals popping up, and I'm not saying anything negative about that, but if you're going to ask me my tips, I'm going to point you to Galena.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite spot? I mean,
The Galena Great Race, and then that's Galena on the Fly is the guy who runs the hot air balloon rides, and he actually offers those from May all the way into the fall on the weekends.
Well, Melanie, thank you so much. Melanie Holmes, author of 101 Things to Do in Illinois Before You Die.
And I will start my tour this Saturday at the Geneva History Museum, and then next week, the 25th, at Orland Square Mall at Barbara's Bookstore. So the Sock Monkey Museum is actually number 3. I'm doing 3 Chicagoland events. Well, thank you for plugging that.
Sure, all the best to you. Thanks for being with us.